This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget, either, that everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, why you're doing it, what for you're doing it, guess what? Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, we're still on Facebook. You can follow us over there, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. We're on Parler. When it comes back, we'll tell you what it is, but they're not online yet. And the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things we have over there, too. The Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. And here from UndergroundUSA.com is Frank Savato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I teased a little something yesterday, and I'm going to do it again right now. We have got some fantastic news coming for the radio show in February. We'll probably be able to tell you about what it is we're doing here in about 2 or 3 weeks. But until then, I'm just going to tell you that we're on the move. There's all kinds of great things coming along, and you will hear about it when I'm told I can tell you about it. That's about the way I got to leave it there, Frank.
Well, you know, when you broker the truth and you invite honest and sincere conversation, there's always growth.
Yep. Now, let's talk about Mr. Number 46, because Mr. Number 46, the B guy, has suspended all the new oil and gas leases and permits for 60 days. Meanwhile, West Texas crude and Brent crude started creeping up. It's up again. And gas prices at the pump jumped 15 to 20 cents per gallon across most of the United States in the past couple of days. Here we go.
Yeah, we are in the middle or at the beginning of Obama's third term. So if you remember what the gas prices were like under Barack Obama, get ready because they're coming back. It's going to cost you, you know, close to $45, $50 to fill your tank if you have a regular size gas tank. If you've got a larger gas tank and in a work vehicle, you're going to be paying. It's not going to be pleasant.
I had a diesel truck and I got rid of it because every time I went to fill it up, it was $100 to $125.
Yeah, and this is where we're going. This is the price they believe everybody can, the people in Washington and the Biden administration, this is the price they think you can pay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's as if, and I'm not going to put words in their mouth, but it certainly feels as if they really don't want you going anywhere. They want you staying in your immediate area. and not being able to travel. So that's another restriction that we've got that they've placed on our freedoms.
Yeah, because you might tell your neighbor something that they shouldn't hear.
you can't do that. Because they might turn you in. You know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the other deal there. Well, if you see something, well, never mind. All right, well, Portland and Seattle and last night Denver have all started to flare up. Portland was the worst to begin with. There was damage done to an ice building. Windows busted out. They arrested a guy in Seattle yesterday. He had in his backpack, he had 6 Molotov cocktails ready to go. They've also arrested people for vandalizing buildings in Seattle. And then the Black Lives Matter protesters, not to be left out, decided to shut down a freeway in Seattle. And there you go.
Yeah, you know, people tried to explain to the operatives on the left who were so happy to benefit from the chaos in the streets that it wasn't going to change with an election. You don't unleash anarchists on a city or violent perpetrators onto a city, allow them to metastasize, as it were, and think just because an election is going to stop. You know, now the genie's out of the bottle, and Biden and the rest of the federal apparatus are going to have to take measures that they would have castigated Donald Trump for being Hitler for, in order to bring order back to the streets of these places. That's just the way it is. It's an old mafia motto. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. Well, now, you know, the shoe's on the other foot. They're going to have to deal with this. Otherwise, they can kiss everything goodbye in 2 years.
We got a chance to see Joe Biden bark out, come on, man, give me a break, man.
Come on, man.
And then his staffers were warned not to do anything to upset him because he's got a fuse that could get them fired.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, this is the spoiled child manipulator that they've brought to the Oval Office. You know, Trump demanded performance. You know, people said that he didn't suffer fools. He demanded performance. He demanded results when there was a course of action going forward. Biden's just got a temper because he's used to getting what he wants. He's like a petulant child.
All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music. And, folks, when we come back, the job killer Joe is at it. 1,000 jobs already lost in the oil industry. Wow. Way to go, Joe. But that's okay. They'll be flying kites with like Ben Franklin did. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you are going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that makes this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, starts out with a 345 horsepower and more, plus some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. Wow, does that feel fantastic? And Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, too. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. They also honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for veterans, active military, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to the Nissan dealership. You can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because you'll save money just doing that. All right, back to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. He's got a podcast over there. You also write a bunch of articles, and always see your stuff spouting out somewhere along the internet lines. So there you go. Now, Mitch McConnell has come out and condemned Joe Biden's day one executive actions. And, of course, the first 100 days, it's going to get real busy with Joe Biden. He's basically trying to undo, just like Donald Trump did, I might add, to Barack Obama. He's trying to undo what Donald Trump did.
And to a good extent, he's succeeding. That's just what happens when you rule by executive order. You know, you need to have legislation passed in order to codify things in the law. Executive orders can be reversed, and we've said that for 4 years. That said, you know, it worked for Donald Trump for 4 years, and it helped the country for 4 years. Just be prepared for the pendulum to swing back to the left. As far as Mitch McConnell is concerned, I don't trust him as far as you can throw him. I really don't. The guy it stabbed Trump in the back when it comes to the impeachment, stabbed Trump in the back when it came to the Electoral College challenge. He's a go-along-to-get-along, me-first-it's-my-turn Republican who is only out for his own political longevity. And that is, he's a horrible, horrible tactician. Right now, Chuck Schumer's got him literally by the short hairs, because if he doesn't fall in lockstep with what Schumer wants, Schumer will take the filibuster away. He's got zero power now, except for the capacity of being the minority leader. He put himself in that position because he is a horrible, horrible leader that should have had a supermajority in the Senate, even at this point.
Yeah, and I personally blame him for not getting on the bandwagon in Georgia and costing the two senators there, because one thing the Democrats understood, and by the way, they are going to deliver on this, was they ran on that $2,000. We're going to give you $2,000. You elect us, you'll get it, because we'll be the extra votes you need to be able to get it in the Senate. The only problem is the people in Georgia are now taking them at their word that they were going to get $2,000, not the $600 they got, but they were going to get $2,000. So now they want the $2,000 plus the $600. So I don't know where that's going to go.
No, they're lucky they're getting anything at all with who they elected to office. Once progressives get into office, they don't necessarily accurately remember what they promised, or they just choose not to deliver on what they promised. This is what progressives do. They change things to fit the situation in order to accomplish a goal. Their goal's been accomplished. They've got the majority in Congress and both houses, and they're going to ramrod through what they want to, not what they promised you. So, people of Georgia, I hope you learned a lesson. You needed to deliver a landslide victory for not Ossoff and not Warnock, and this is what you get.
Got a question for you from St. Louis, Missouri, from Raleigh in St. Louis, Missouri, listening to us saying, thanks, you guys are doing a great job listening to you every morning. He wants to know what you think about Jim Acosta. What's going to happen to him now? He doesn't have Donald Trump anymore, and he doesn't have an assignment.
Yeah, they yanked him from the White House. So, you know, there's always a nice post someplace covering the iguanas in Guam. and that's about what he's good for right now, because they do not want a caustic voice going after Joe Biden. You'll get a lot more of the come on, man stuff. You know, give me a break. If you challenge him on anything, we've already seen that Pataki is his press secretary is not really as transparent as she promised she was going to be. She's eluding and evading questions already. So, yeah, seeing, you know, Jim Acosta, he might be covering doing in-depth interviews with the ball grabbers from Wimbledon, maybe. I don't know. But his are all.
I think he ought to go find out what's going on with the National Guard in Washington, D.C., because the National Guard was pretty much taken out of the Capitol picture, because, God forbid, if they were to be seen around close to the Capitol and everything was going on, they were banished to a parking garage in Washington, D.C., which has got a lot of people really upset. And quite honestly, I get it. I understand it. But the thing about the parking garage is it had one bathroom. There were really no facilities there, and they were basically outdoors, and, yeah, it was cold out.
I think this is a wonderful, immediate juxtaposition that everybody needs to see in real time to understand what the sentiment for our military is with the current administration. Last week, when they were screaming that they were under siege and they needed protection, you saw people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and coming out there saying how much they love the military and thank you for protecting us and mm-hmm. you know, this is what, how fantastic mm-hmm. our military is and we can yeah. do anything. And then a week later, these guys kept the line up yeah. in the hundreds to go to the bathroom.
Photo op. All right, let's take a caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kurt from Reddington, Captain. I've called before for Raleigh and for your guest. Last week it was announced that Jim Acosta has been given a slot as a commentator. They'll have a show on CNN.
I'm not watching. How are you? I'm not watching.
Well, I don't need to open the door to my septic tank to know what's in there.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you very
much. Thanks, Captain.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Okay. Yeah. Well, he was trying to.
Yeah.
He was auditioning for a show, and I guess he's going to get it for an hour.
What do they say? You always promote the inept to get him out of the way? Well, this guy should be the CEO of CNN, then. You know,
yeah.
You could. It's just one more show over there that's going to be drooling vitriol that based in nothing but emotion and whim. You know, so yeah, I won't be watching.
Well, let's go from the ridiculous to the sublime, because I don't know where this is going to go. Probably nowhere. But freshman Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has filed articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. They actually went in yesterday. And I don't think that anything's going to happen there. But I guess it's just the fact that she promised to do it and did it.
Well, and that's the exercise. She made a promise. She came through on her promise. Now let's see how she governs, because there's no hope that's going to go anywhere with Nancy Pelosi as a speaker, and with the go along Republicans that are in Congress. I'm not saying all of them are that way, but there's enough to make sure that this won't go anywhere. You know, and we have to start using impeachment for what impeachment is meant for. You know, Democrats decided to bring it down to a base political weapon. Mm-hmm. That's not what it was meant for. It was meant for egregious things that happen. And nothing in the last 5 years has even come close to that level.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to stop using impeachment as a political weapon, period.
And finally, Joe Biden had 39.9 million viewers on television watching his inauguration. He topped Donald Trump, who had 38.4, but nobody has come close to the 51 million that Barack Obama got on his first swearing in.
Well, you know, I guess when the mainstream media actually covers a presidential event, people will tune in. When for 4 years, when they decide to go over to reruns of Gunsmoke, instead of covering what the president has to say, ratings will go down.
Gunsmoke was a good show.
It was an awesome show. Yeah. I was a fan of, fan of Festus.
I thought you liked Miss Kitty.
I like Miss Kitty.
All right. Okay. All right, we'll talk to you on Monday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, that's Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website, UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, check out his podcast, check out the great articles that he writes, too. You'll enjoy it. Meantime, I'm coming back with more, and I'm going to get up on my soapbox here. When we come back, don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Thousands of National Guard troops from several states had deployed to the U.S. Capitol to protect Wednesday's inauguration. After zero incidents of unrest, lawmakers kicked the guardsmen out of the Capitol building and moved them to their parking garage when on break. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say this move was outrageous. The National Guard confirms the troops are out of the garage and will take their breaks near Emancipation Hall going forward. President Biden eliminated 52,000 American Union jobs on day one in office. Republicans from Alaska to Washington have already called the Biden administration's agenda into question. The lost jobs were from executive orders eliminating the Keystone XL pipeline and rejoining the very expensive Paris Climate Accord. SpaceX and Tesla leader Elon Musk says he plans to donate $100 million towards a prize for the best carbon capture technology. Musk made the announcement Thursday on Twitter and said the details will come next week. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah & Farrah. If you have been hurt, regardless of what it's been, in an accident, on the job, or whatever, listen up. Here's what they have to say. Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Fair doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Fair and Fair. Let them push back. Visit fairandfair.com. Now, they have a 24/7 telephone number where you can call and get a little information on your case, and they'll let you know whether or not you've got a case with some of the information they'll give them. But their number is 877-245-6707. You can call them with your legal questions right now and tell them what type of a case you've got. 877-245-6707. Again, Farrah and Farrah. You spell that F-A-R-A-H, F-A-R-A-H, Farrah and Farrah. com at 877-245-6707. Now, not to be outdone with everything that's been going on, Joe Biden has now launched a major crackdown on oil and gas. Prices are going to go up because he's
operating on his climate change budget, his climate change, and operating on his Green Deal and all that nonsense that's going to cost us a lot more money at the pump. Now, can we do something about it? Yep, sure can. All politics are local. You've heard me say it. We're at a crossroads. And as we move forward here, we need to expect better from our elected officials. We need to focus on the solutions that are going to help our cities, our towns, our states, and the entire country for the greater good of the nation. We, the people, run the show. We need to take measures to protect the First Amendment, to ensure the integrity in our elections. Voter ID, you bet. And to tackle the additions and issues that matter the most to people in their local areas. You know more, you know better than the people in Washington, D.C., because you live there. We have the power. We have the power. All politics start at the local level. You'd be surprised how much power you have, but you'll find out when somebody's running for, oh, I don't know, dog catcher or water board or whatever some of these positions are that they cook up. You know, we still have active Tea Party groups, 9-12 groups, Trump groups, patriotic groups all across America. They've got different names, but there's still hundreds of thousands, if not several million people that go to groups like that. And you have no idea, no idea, unless you've been there for a while and done what people like myself have done back in 2008, 2009, 2010. We were presented with the same set of circumstances back then that we are now. We'd lost the House, we'd lost the Senate, we'd lost the presidency. Barack Obama was then in charge. Nancy Pelosi was going to be the speaker. And Senator Charles Chucky Boy Schumer was going to be the majority leader in the Senate. Well, the very first year the Tea Party groups emerged and the 9-12 groups emerged, we started working at the local level. We started to vet candidates. We started to put candidates up there that we wanted to see in office. And we started to win some of those seats back. By the next year, the midterm congressional year, we not only won more seats back, but we also won the Congress back. Nancy Pelosi was no longer the speaker. Chuck Schumer was still the majority leader, but we got Nancy Pelosi out. It can be done, folks. All you got to do is pick yourself up by the bootstraps and say, man, I'm going to get involved. I'm going to do something. That's all you got to do. And here's the other thing. When you make contact with a politician, local or state, one of the first questions asked is going to be, what's your name, where do you live, and do you belong to any groups, or are you a member of any groups? They'll ask you something about that. Well, when they say that, if you're a member of the American Legion, tell them. If you're a member of the VFW, tell them. If you're a member of the Vietnam Brotherhood, tell them. If you're a retired teacher, tell them. Retired firefighter, tell them. Retired cop, tell them. Retired Teamster, tell them. That takes and trips an alarm bell to them because you now suddenly have power you don't know you have. And by the way, my home Tea Party group, which I am still very much a member of and participate in different things with them from time to time, Tea Party Manatee, 1,653 members, and the list goes on, and they're still active. Every Tuesday night at Mixon's Fruit Farm, they meet every Tuesday night. If you want to go down and see what it's all about, check it out. And folks, you know, I know, you know, the violence, the lawlessness we saw on January 6th was completely unacceptable. And it's not the way to get anything done. I condemn rioting of any kind by any group or organization, regardless of the reason. But you need to look at the video of how that started and who was positioned where. At the Capitol, around the outside, at the upper level of the steps, was a large contingent of about 1,000 or so, maybe a few more, maybe a few less, dressed in black garb or camo. And they all had backpacks. And some of them were reaching into their backpacks and they were getting out their protective wear, their knee pads and their chest protectors and in some cases body armor, which is what they had. And that was going on before the crowd ever marched on the Capitol. At that time, they outnumbered the police probably 10 to 1. By the time the crowd that was marching to the Capitol got there and got up on the steps and got all fired up, and then had the antagonizers from Antifa and the Bogalusa boys and whoever else was mixed in that crowd. And by the way, those are Democratic groups. Those are groups with affiliations to the Democratic National, the Democratic Party. They were the ones that started the violence. Now, did 500 or 1,000 or so Trump folks wind up going in there? Yep, they got caught up in a moment. They went in there and they're going to pay for it because they're all going to get arrested for, if nothing else, criminal trespass. If you went inside that Capitol, they've got your face, they got your ID. They're using facial recognition, driver's licenses, whatever information has a picture on it, they're going to find you. They're going to find you. And when they do, they're going to come knock on your door. So if you're one of those people that was inside before they knock on your door, you might want to talk to an attorney and get yourself some representation before you get a shock. Because don't think they're not going to catch up to you, because they are. 100,000 digital images were captured. 100,000 digital images were captured. They know everybody that was there, at least by their face. So, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? What do we do? Well, you get involved at the local level. You get involved in some of these groups. You go look and see where they are. You ask your neighbors and friends, say, hey, man, I see you going out every Wednesday night. Where are you going? And they might tell you they're going to the Tampa Bay Trump Club, or they're going to the Tea Party Manatee, or they're going to the North Tampa Patriots Group, or the Community Patriots, or whatever they call themselves. They've all got names. Go there, attend a meeting, see what's involved, and get involved. That's what we have to do if you want to take back America. And we can do it. We can do it. Like I said, I did it before. We can do it now. We can do it now. Same method that we used before. It works. All righty. Coming up, sports with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Don't go nowhere, no how. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
There she is, the belle of the ball up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Donna Fiducia, her husband Don, they run the Double D stables that are up there, and they've got horses, and they teach people how to ride. Plus, they also take care of a horse if you got one needs a stable. And this portion of the program brought to you by the Dominic's Blinds and Decor Group down there in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. You can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number to set up an appointment, 941-922-2345. Or if you need service or just want to stop by the store, that's okay, too. Remember, 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you, and maybe you'll get a trip to the back room and get some of those great, great, great pastries they got there, too. Okay, here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback from the Sports Zone, Patrick Hyland. Hello, sir.
Hello, Captain Matt Bruce. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. Yeah, please tune into the show this Sunday. We'll have a great show from 11-12 on this great station talking about the Conference Championship Sunday, baby, as the Kansas City Chiefs will take on the Buffalo Bills, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will head on up to Green Bay, Wisconsin, to take on the Packers. A little sad news up there in Green Bay, Captain. Ted Thompson, former GM of the Packers, passed away.
Yep.
Good guy. Everybody liked him. Class act.
Brought him a Super Bowl.
Yes, sir. Yes, he did. So, you know, guy did a good job up there, you know, getting Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. And just good man. Good man. So I wish him well and, you know, his family. And rest in peace, Ted. In hockey last night, some crazy things going on, Captain. The Columbus Blue Jackets lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-2. And Tortorelli, former coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning, got mad at one of their star players, DeBose, and benched him. So they're not really talking much about it. But John doesn't put up with too much. If you give him 100%, he leaves you alone. But if you don't, he's going to be right in your face. So that's what kind of happened in the hockey world last night. And then also the Eagles are going to hire the Colts offensive coordinator as their next head coach, Sirianni. And I think he'll do well. I'm going to see, you know, they're going to have to get a new quarterback there. Either Jalen Hurts or Carson Wentz is going to do something up there in Philadelphia, or they're going to draft somebody. I'm not sure what direction that organization is going into, but we're going to find out. Then in practice with the Chiefs, Mahomes, Edwards-Helaire, the star running back for LSU for the Kansas City Chiefs, and Sammy Watkins, former Buffalo Bill. Matter of fact, were limited during practice yesterday. I'm sure Mahomes was concussion protocol. The other two guys are just a little banged up. So
he did get drilled head first into the artificial turf. That was definitely sorry to see.
Yeah, it was. It was not good. So I'm hoping he's going to be okay and ready to play. He's a good athlete, and he's brought some excitement to Kansas City. They won a Super Bowl last year. Can they come, you know, down to Tampa Bay to play in the Super Bowl? It's hard to repeat 2 years in a row, Captain. It's hard to get to 1 2 years in a row. So we're going to see if, you know, all the stars align for him again this year. Or is Buffalo going to get back to the Super Bowl? How ironic will that be? You know, the last time they had a real shot to win it was in Tampa against the New York Giants. And if they were to come back down here, it would be interesting to see if Buffalo would finally win their first Super Bowl championship. And then the other storyline is Tampa Bay going to be the first team ever to play the Super Bowl in their home field.
Wouldn't that be something? Unfortunately, there's still only going to be 13,000 in the stadium.
Yeah, it is. It's not going to be the same type of Super Bowl, same atmosphere. Be great when we get through all this, Captain, and get back to some normalcy and start living our lives the way you should. And, can't wait for that day. The Steelers signed quarterback Dwayne Haskins. He was the former quarterback of the Washington football team. Ron Rivera, great coach, and he just couldn't see eye to eye, so they released him. And Mike Tompkins, the head coach for Pittsburgh, is going to give the kid a chance. I mean, because Ben Roethlisberger probably has just 1 year left. I think he'll come back next year and try one more time. But then after that, Pittsburgh's going to have to find a quarterback in the future. So they're hoping this kid might be able to turn it around and see what happens. So we'll find out.
Baseball.
Oh, I can't wait, Captain. Yeah, we'll be hearing the bats cracking and the gloves are popping here real soon in Arizona and Florida. And, everybody will be reporting here real soon, probably in a couple weeks. And some people are already in town stretching out, getting their head together because of the weird season, how it extended.
I know they are because I saw what I believe was some professional ball players. I don't know if they were minor league or major league, but they were over there not very far away from the Phillies camp out in the field. And,
in Clearwater, sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They're down there. So Yankees are in Tampa. You have the Pirates down in Bradenton. So they're all kind of, you know, getting it together. And then obviously the Rays are down there in Port Charlotte. And, you know, they're all starting to come back and work out and get ready because it looks like we're going to have 162 this year, Captain. It's not going to be a shortened season, so you better be ready to rock and roll this year. So I'm looking forward to it, to say the least. I know a lot of other people are out there, too. And basketball is getting into gear. The Grizzlies, next three games, are going to get postponed because of a COVID-19 test. And hopefully, the Toronto Raptors, a.k.a. the Tampa Raptors right now, are making it happen.
Yeah, but they can't. They really can't put any people in the, any sizable amount of people there either.
No, it's sad. Or over in Amway or anywhere in the country. Hopefully, what's the thoughts, Captain? Hopefully come this summer we're going to be through this and then we get back to normalcy.
Late spring, early summer with the vaccine, the way it's working out. By the way, we seem to have reached a plateau. But anyway, we've run out of time. All right.
Take care. God bless, man. Everybody be safe this weekend.
Yep.
Thank you, Captain.
Talk to you Monday. All right. That's Patrick Hyland. Patrick Hyland, of course, with the Sports Zone. But he's also the insurance quarterback when it comes to Medicare. Listen to this.
Hey, everybody. It's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
There you go. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And don't forget, you can catch him Sundays on this flagship station of mine at 11 a.m. in the morning, along with Jason Powers and Scott, the main man, Levinson. Well, CNN called the 1776 Commission report racist, and it has been taken away from the White House website. For those of you that want to know more about it, I put it up on my Facebook page, a link to it, but it's also available at Hillsdale College, the 1776 report, and it's also available on the Heritage Foundation. And, of course, they don't want you to know. They're trying to rewrite history and say that America was actually founded in 1619, the 1619 Project. Well, that's just not true. We weren't America at that time. We were still part of some foreign country. It wasn't known as the United States. The United States came into being 1776. That's correct from a factual standpoint, but, they just don't want you to know that for whatever reason. By the way, Steve Scalise came out and made a very good statement. He says, if Joe Biden really wants to achieve unity, he can do it by rejecting the impeachment and telling his people to knock it off. Well, sure. Absolutely. Totally agree with that one. And we'll see where all of this goes, because I think they're wasting their time and a whole bunch of money. Like, we really got money to waste, right? Oh, well. Okay, so that's the end of the weekday version of the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be back tonight with the weekend edition. And for those stations that don't carry the weekend edition, we'll see you all Monday morning, 2 a.m. But for the rest of you, I'll be back tonight. So don't go anywhere. Remember, it's all about we the people here in this program. We the people. They work for us. And I'll see you tonight. God bless America and stay out of the...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.